Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you doing today? This is comedian Organic OK, and this show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change Future. And it's different internal platforms that hit people at different points in life. As I personally see people going through oppositions, and say this for example. Say it's a person in the store that is reaching for something that they cannot reach because of their physical height, right? I see the item, and they tell me what they want, and I reach for it. Cool. I get that item for them, and they reach for it. Okay. Say a person is tall, and something is low, and they have back issues. You know, maybe somebody that worked there see the item because they're smaller. Say, you know what this item is? This person is looking for this item, they don't see it, and they see the item, and they reach for it and get it for the person. It's different things that, you know, is a part of those components, right? What happens is if those components are not met and people know that's the issue and they use all that ability to help, but they actually use it against the actual ability, is making a lot of toxic, you know, cross-contaminated views become, you know, on the air. It's like coronavirus. It's contagious. And so many situations where people, this is the same. People say, well, each person put their one pants leg on at a time. Every person do that. And then some people say, well, some people put both legs in at the same time. Some people say, well, some people don't wear pants. Some people slide maybe the dress over their head and they put it on like that. It's different, you know, ways that people put stuff on. That is right. But when a person referenced that one pants leg on at a time, for those that put pants on, that is applied to those. That doesn't discredit that as not being something that people do, right? So, okay, this is what happened today. See, this show is about where you at, right? And what is needed for you based on where you at. It's very important that information you receive, you know, you can apply that for yourself. Now, it's not about the information that is being applied to you that's going to work for everybody else. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about based on what I'm saying, does everything I'm telling you apply and work for you? Okay, for those that this work for, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you something that's going to work for everybody at every given time at one time. That's not always going to be the case because a person that may not even agree with your opinion but can see the things that you're doing effectively, you know, apply for those that need it. That's what it comes down to because there's always somebody going to say something like, this is what happened to me. I was talking to somebody just to get a, you know, kind of idea, you know, where they was at mentally, you know, to see, you know, what the conversation. They told me this. They said, don't emotionally put your opinion on me. They told me where they was from. They said, you never heard somebody be real with you. And I was thinking to what they was talking about. I said, I've heard people talk from all over the world. And I've been around some of the most violent conversation, emotional people. And people know when they're intentionally trying to do something to be aggressive to you, they intentionally mean to do that most of the time. For those that are sitting there trying to, be a freelance thinker and say, well, you know, I tell people how it is. Yeah, that is true. You have exception to the rules. It's a saying, people say. It's not what you're saying. It's how you say it that can rub people the wrong way. And a person thinking that it makes them more tougher to be disrespectful or rude just to say that that meant something. It's somebody that may not even be intentionally aggressive and can do more damage, and they don't have to even talk that way. So just because you come from a part of the nation, you're from a part of the country, that doesn't mean that you see, if you're just able to see what people can do without being rude, you wouldn't even think about being rude, really. You know, people are teaching this. People assume that you being able to not being taken advantage of, it's about you being aggressive. It's not those components that really make you successful. If it's the components where people are trying to destroy you with evil and hate and misery that you're not a part of and you're happy and you see peace in your mind and you see, oh, this is going to destroy them because of their mindset. If you see so many people that talk about how happiness exists in their life, and every time happiness is supposed to exist in their life, they're trying to, you know, in a sense, clone your happiness. Trying to get your happiness to rub off on them, you know, it's almost like they're looking at you like you're a clean shirt and they ain't took no bath. So they assume that's make them clean. No, what they did was put on a clean shirt with dirty with a dirty body. It's something to say where people try to change the truth. Think that the truth needs to have a different perspective. You know, somebody could be telling the truth, and based on, you know, how they're set up, they're never supposed to be truthful because there's no truth in how that look. But truth can look any kind of way. That's the thing that people don't fail to realize, because a person, look at this, just hear me out. If you never in your life seen a person that's free, with their own freedom of mind thinking and not having to destroy you to get their peace of mind. Seeing you happy shouldn't be anything that you should be personally having to destroy this person because, oh, we both can't be happy. You know, this is not going to work. It's not true. It's so many people that's together based on how they are put together and how society have, you know, put this image out. There's no way they should have been talking to each other. They should have been killing each other. Because they see the parts that are emerging, it becoming even more. As they put that together, it's even better. See, it's so much to be said that don't have to even be said at all. Yeah, I said that. Now, I've talked to people that had another approach. See, this is what you got to realize. We can look at different products you buy and different qualities of that product exist, right? But that same product that exists that may not even be the best one. The one that's being presented may be better than all of those. So one of the things that I was doing, I was talking to someone about this particular situation, and I said this. I said, And they had a different outtake on that. And I was saying, based on what I was saying, the actual measuring of what I'm saying is for this. And this is applied for this. I told this guy, you know, this is facts. He's like, well, how can I agree with what you're saying? How can you prove it? How can I prove what you said? Like, his whole thing was that, you know. When you got people intentionally try to sabotage, you know, greatness because they ain't got no greatness in them, you know. It don't matter what part of the world that they come from, right? You can have something that is a product that's now in the market. Show somebody something that happens quite often. Why people isolate great people, because greatness is something that is not meant to be ungreat, okay? It is, the uniform of greatness is the measurements and the actual interior of purpose. That's the alignment in that. See, if you look at some dirty clothes and some brand new clothes, what separates those two things is a dirty shirt can never go to a clean shirt and make a clean shirt stay clean. Only thing a clean shirt can do is stay away from a dirty shirt. So now, part of being around a brand new shirt, but it's never a brand new shirt. A brand new shirt can never say it is a used shirt until it's used. But a dirty shirt can always get washed and changed to be clean. See, that's the separation of a brand new shirt. It only have one chance in one position is to remain that brand new shirt. So you might say, oh, that's an old shirt. See, I don't care if the shirt is 600 years old. If the shirt is clean, it haven't been, you know, changed by sitting around and it didn't get any kind of, you know, things that eat up the fabric, and the shirt is a brand new shirt. That shirt would always be brand new. Okay? And that's what certain types of people. It's that kind of connection with people that you can see somebody that it's so sincere and so life-changing for the better, and see the things you're going through, and they're more vulnerable to your pain than you are. You're thinking it assists this person. Are they making fun of me? If you look at it, all the things you talk about, they identify. You know, they connect with you, but they connect with you so much that you feel like something's wrong. But then this person that got, you think everything, once you find out who they are, you start looking at yourself. It's not wrong with someone being important, caring. You know, you thinking a person caring got to have nothing because they got to out of their care to take everything you got and be like, oh, you got to protect. You got to be no good to really want something. And that's not the case. You can care about all the things that people care about that have something that is important. And you don't have to want things to destroy people because of your position of having certain things. You can want things for people as you want for yourself. A lot of times people may think, because I have not seen someone that have that much, you know, caring and want you to see that person that don't have nothing, you're trying to give it, they will destroy everything you give to them because they don't see the purpose in what you're doing for them. And you can lose more give it to somebody that don't see, that don't have nothing, than a person that have everything that may take for someone that don't have nothing. People see all of what one thing is doing, but we have to see, listen to this, people says all the time, don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm going to get back to that. I have another saying. People say this, don't judge a book by its cover. Okay? Put that on pause. I'm going to go back to the first thing that I said I was going to go back to. Listen to this. I tell you this. This uniform is set up for you to not be the one to be responsible. Because if you clear that position, you can be the one that's part of the whole uniform. Look at this. They say, hey, I'm not the one responsible for this, okay? You had all the game, all different types of game, all the different types of entertainment, all the type of things that entertain you. I'm not going to like that. No, I'm going to dislike all that. And what I'm going to do is sit on the side and create some kind of conversation, you know, to talk about. And this is going to be the game. This is going to be the lies. This is going to be the story that we go about. And this story is about giving people that have a desire within the desire. We're going to set back as the dreams and the imagination and the fantasies that are being brought. We're going to sit here and appetite those things. Because we don't want to say, hey, yeah, I personally have made a mistake. And this game has been here for all the people that's been here before me. Hey, maybe I can be better. Maybe I can recognize the problem that's here. Hey, yeah, yes, the game is here. And I'm gonna be responsible. Say that. I'm going to be responsible. Yes, I'm going to be responsible because the game shouldn't be hated. That's why the problem is this. You tell people to hate the game, and they make it over to you. They already hate you because you're in the game. Yeah, look at all the people that see. You think people are all just dumb, right? Then people don't see the bigger picture. Some people see the game and see the person playing the game, cheating, changing the game, altering the game. And we say, don't hate the game. They're plagiarizing the game, for one. You plagiarize the game, and you want people to respect your independent contracting forgery ass on this entity, but you already gave others ideas to just cut your neck, okay, and pitch you in the soup bowl and eat all parts of you and get all kinds of nutrients. That's cross-contamination of cannibalism, mentally, mentality that people put into your life to say they got some importance. You'll find in your life when you're the happiest, going through the most exciting moment, it's people that don't look like how you think they should look that would change your vision view. What more purpose than you would? In the uniforms and the things you think of, and this person looks nothing like how you look, and you say, this person looks like this matter, they really tried their hardest, hard more than really would do for your life. Okay? So now let's go back to the part I did not finish. Okay? The part that I'm telling you, we might not want to touch the book that got a boo-boo on it, right? Okay? Look so much like something that, hey, that is up. I don't want to touch that. Yeah, it is that case. But I want you to dive in your actual moment where you say, I look back and I was so vulnerable to being destroyed by the will in my appetite. Then I seen somebody and I had the moment to be stepped on, and the person wiped my face with a clean. This is his purpose. With something that's been cleaned with the organic herbs and importance. Excuse me. I say, when I sneeze, pass the blessings. And they have passed so many blessings because they not only just cleaned, but they reconnected something within you. It's so important that as people you go through in your life that leave you with filth, leave you abandoned, and you say to yourself, what is it to live for? What is it to live for? You feel like everything that you could ever come up with been taken away. What you realize, that was just like when a snake sheds that layer. It's new growth. You got something that's coming in so big, so powerful, that as you look up and breathe, it's like oxygen being filled in through you. Like, hey, I breathed and I sucked on a peppermint. And I sense a sensation of fresh breath. You see, your life has been refilled and you're so happy, but the sincerity have cared more, and you're able to laugh and enjoy greater moments. We are at 23 after the hour, and this is Comedian Organic OK, and I just wanted to give you something that you can look at a deeper moment where you say, why should I care about this life? You know why? Because life has been listening to your soul. As you bring the moment in your life to being connected with this moment, the moment has told you through other moments. And those moments have filled up. Hey, have filled up with the importance of what you have put on the words. And it have been seeded, it have been poured, it have been in people's internal, their plasma. And that, where the percentage of that is in your blood, you have picked people to another moment. As you see the happiness in the world through the opposition that people thought no one could be happy through what they went through. But guess what? Happiness came out, touching your love, seeing the desire that you have put in for the recharging and recaring of the moment. You are somewhere inside of greater, and greater is inside of your moment where it's lifted up, where the sun gets to show you the light of where you at internally, where you see the fruit, so many great moments. I want to tell all those out there, This is not by accident. This is by design and purpose. Yes, you hear me talking. This is comedian Organic OK. For those that know me as the O period K period. Yeah, that's me. Organic. I want to tell y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to the show. We are getting to the last 5 minutes of the show. And I want to say to the desires in your pain, we can't not play this game. We got to play this game, the life game. Every moment. We say, take it one day. No. We take it 1 minute, 1 second, 1 millisecond. Okay? Because this is our passion. We care about you being here. Hey, this is comedian Organic OK. I did not say the game is over. The game is through you. And guess what? You get to pick when it's over because it keeps moving. But those turn the game on. The time starts when you start the clock. Let's appreciate the greatness that you have in you. It is so powerful. We must always understand how being organic and allowing the ability within others to be part of our journey, to be fed and part of feeding is preparating. We must preparate people's love as they out there trying to enjoy the harvest that they call feeding themselves. You know, it may take a love snack and share those greater parts. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. This is comedian Organic OK, and it's been a part of stirring up, you know, and that stirs us up. You know, your love is, that's where you get love, you know, the love that tastes all them tastes that's being stirred up in conversation that we have been rewarded from an organic standpoint. Thank everybody. We got 2 more minutes before this show is wrapped up. But guess what? You know how the game go. Yes, I have been very rewarded by being and, you know, connecting with all those vibration levels that are meant to hear this. When you hear this, it have not been disconnected. You know what this is. We have been on an organic solar system where we are recharging. As you get this, this is you being recharging. This is part of us being recharged as you listen and play the vibration of your sun in you. That is our solar love. Everybody, extension. Everybody, give this organic love to those that we know we are part of greatness. We unfold this as we do, as we make up the place where we lay our soul up. Our thoughts. Everybody, let's recharge and give recharge moments, greater moments. This is from comedian Organic OK, and I'm going to organically brain. I mean, I'm thinking. I'm going to recharge. Everybody, take care. Once again, this is comedian Organic OK. And you have been listening to the show called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being a Change for the Future. And we'll be gone. Take care, everybody. And I know this is greater than we even know. Okay, have organically free recharging moments. And you are playing from your moment.